हरे कृष्णा। डोंट लेट एटियोलॉजी डिस्ट्रैक्ट फ्रॉम थेरेपी। एटियोलॉजी रेफर्स टू द ओरिजिन, द कॉज ऑफ अ डिसीज। सपोज अ पर्सन इज इन्फेक्टेड विथ मलेरिया एंड द डॉक्टर ऑफर्स ट्रीटमेंट, बट इंस्टेड ऑफ टेकिंग द ट्रीटमेंट, सपोज दैट पर्सन इंसिस्ट, आई वॉन्ट टू सी द मॉस्किटो विच इन्फेक्टेड मी, and I want to know why it bit, when it bit, how it bit. Without that, I won't take treatment. So this is ludicrous. We may want to know about a disease etiology, but to let curiosity distract us from therapy, that is self-destructive. Similarly, a similar self-sabotaging obsession can plague us when we probe into the cause of our worldly existence. We are spiritual beings, but we are somehow now in this material world. So how did we get here? Some blame God for having created a misery-filled world and placing them there. And having placed them there. For some blame the imprudence, some ascribe the fall to the imprudence of a soul, of a primeval soul. Some ascribe it to the imprudence of a primeval human being. Some ascribe it to the culture around them and the materialistic value that they embody. This is the cause of the ignorance, they say. So this etymological analysis can go in different directions, but it hardly ever comes to a fully satisfactory explanation. And we can just split hair on minor things without really elevating ourselves unless we are careful. So being careful means recognizing that we are finite beings and we cannot know everything, especially that which is beyond the chain of, beyond material causality, that which is beyond the fabric of time. So the Bhagavad Gita reflects such spiritual pragmatism when it attributes the cause of our suffering to ignorance. Nadatte kaschit papam na chaiva sukritam vibho ajnane navritam jnanam tena mohiyanti jantavah ajnane navritam jnanam. So, it is because of ajnana that the soul mohiyanta jantavaha, the soul acts in delusion. Then, it says that, okay, but without going too much into the etiology of the ignorance, the Gita focuses on the potency of spiritual knowledge to counter that ignorance. It says next verse, aditya vijnanam prakashayati tatparam. When we get knowledge, this knowledge will be like a sun, which will dissipate all ignorance completely. Dissipate ignorance. And then in the next verse, 5.17 states that tad buddhayas tad atmanas tan nishthas tad parayanaha kachyantya punaravrittim jnana nirdhuta kalmashaha. Tad buddhayas tad atmanas. Fix your mind, fix your conscience, fix your intelligence, fix your faith, fix your aspiration in that absolute truth. And what will happen by that? Kachyantya apunaravrittim. Moving forward on the path by which we will not come back again. Jnana nirdhuta kalmasha, because we become purified. So here Krishna talks about the process, the investment of our consciousness in the Supreme, in Krishna ultimately, that will surely lead us to liberation. And later on, the 10th chapter, Krishna assures, 10.11, that tesham evanu kampartham aham ajnana jantamah nashayam yatma bhavastho jnana deepena bhasvataha. So Krishna says, I am in the hearts of all living beings and I will dissipate with the torch of knowledge the darkness of ignorance in their hearts because I am merciful to them. So, thus the process of investing our consciousness in the Supreme makes the removal of ignorance, makes the development of enlightenment not a function of human intellectuality but a function of divine mercy. And thus it proceeds rapidly. So, instead of morbidly obsessing over the cause of ignorance, we can focus on countering ignorance and thereby be restored to spiritual health and relish everlasting spiritual happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.